Ryan Adams there. That's Ryan Adams. Was that called Goodnight Rosie, was it?
It says Goodnight Rosie on it.
Okay, and that's from the new album, I guess.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Ryan Adams is with us. I'm pleased to say, if you've been staying up in LA to listen to him, the moment has arrived.
Yes.
Imagine staying up that late to listen to you, Ryan. That shows a devotion above and beyond the call of duty, I feel, don't you?
Oh, yeah, sure, I guess. Either that or just maybe they like coffee or something.
Yes, a little bit of coffee. How are you? You look very well.
I feel good. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, you've been all over Europe, I guess, at the moment. You're sort of just finishing up. Where have you been? Where have you been playing?
Not playing. I've just been kind of like going around, running my mouth in Munich and Berlin, Amsterdam, kind of catching up with people, and then going to cruise back and play some tunes after, you know.
Which cities did you enjoy being in the most?
I like all of them.
That's not an answer.
Yeah, it is. Come on. I like wherever I am, you know what I mean?
Pick a favorite. Pick a favorite, and that's the one you're allowed to go back to. Munich, Berlin, or Amsterdam.
Oh, man.
Come on. Come on, stop squirming.
I like it here. I like it there.
I would love to go to Berlin, because I've been told that it's a very exciting, very vibrant place to be right now.
It's pretty interesting. There's a lot of museums going. It seems like there's a lot of, I think their contemporary, their art scene is pretty through the roof, it seems like it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I guess it's partly because they've just been freed after those years of, you know, that odd division and that repression on the one side of the town, and then you've suddenly got this kind of burst of energy. So it must be an exciting place to be.
It seems like it, yeah, definitely.
They're very unusual sunglasses you're wearing, Ryan, if I may. No, don't take them off. You don't have to.
I have to show you something.
Look at that.
They fold up.
Hey. They fold right up, tiny weenie.
I know, isn't that cool?
Who are they made by?
I don't know. My GFF scored them for me.
Well, let's get behind that, and let's maybe maybe start manufacturing them. What do you think?
Okay. It sounds like a good idea to me.
If the chat ever dries up for me and the music for you, we can become sunglass moguls.
Sounds good. Let's do that.
Now, where do you live in the world at the moment? Where do you call home?
I'm still living in Manhattan.
Manhattan, New York City.
Yeah, in the city.
Because originally you're from the South, aren't you, of the U.S.?
Yeah, I lived there until my early 20s. Right. But I guess I've probably been out of the South for 10 years.
New York's, I would have thought, a fun and exciting place to live.
Yeah, at first it was really overwhelming. Yeah. I think that it's especially for me because I'm from North Carolina and from the East Coast, it was almost shocking. But now, it just feels like home. It feels kind of, if anything, sort of boring.
Presumably, when you first moved there, you weren't that well off. I would have thought you didn't have a success as a musician yet, did you?
No, I mean, I was pretty frugal, and I mean, I still kind of live frugally somewhat now. I mean, it's just, it sounds strange, but it's kind of a good place to live like that,
yeah.
Because there's so much stuff going on around where you live that it's almost more important than your place.
You don't need to be indoors. You don't need to have a fancy place to live. Yeah, that's what I was wondering, whether you ever missed that, though, because I know some people, they look back at that period before their career kicks off, when they had to make ends meet, when they were living in, you know, a small flat, but you were kind of more in touch with what's going on around you. And that seems to be the most exciting part of their life, rather than when they've achieved what they always thought they wanted to do.
Right. I mean, for me, I think it would be tough to write music, you know, and like, I mean, if like, you know, like any kind of music about like maybe feeling like I was in a predicament, if I was writing from the spare room in my castle, I think it would be a bit weird. I mean, you could maybe make a record called Moat Problem Blues, you know what I mean? Or
you're writing from the spare room of one of your castles, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
when life is too easy for you, it's hard to get back in touch with some of the conflict that you need for music, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't really feel any different now than I did then, except for I'm probably like a little bit less tired and not hungover.
How do you write? Do you use a modern computer? Do you write longhand? Do you use an old-fashioned typewriter? What do you use?
All those.
So any of those that are available. It doesn't matter to you what medium you actually lay it down in.
Well, I mean, if I'm in the studio and we're going to be there for longer than a week, I bring this portable, regular typewriter, it's a Remington Rand from the, I think, late 40s.
So it's not an electric one, then? This is an old click-clack, you have to use the force of the fingers?
Yeah, and it's small. It's not you know, humongous, but so it's easy to kind of like get around, and I can just put it with my guitar junk and stuff like that. And you know, as long as I change the ribbons every, you know, month or so, if I'm using it that long, then it's fine. I like it better than a laptop or something, because, you know, there's always those stories about people who write a lot of stuff on their laptop, and that the day their hard drive goes, they lose like an entire book.
Also, at the end of the day, when you've got a laptop, you turn it off and it's in there somewhere, but you don't have it. But to have a sheaf of paper in your hand, and I think to see the pressure of where the key has gone on, that's quite exciting in a weird sort of way.
Yeah,
you're in touch
awesome.
With the creativity of it, aren't you? The click, clack, and the fingers.
Yeah, and you know, it's hard. It's for me, it's just as hard to get rid of the line that I wrote as it is to write it. So it's definitely, I think about it a little bit
you
more.
You focus a bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's ban computers.
Okay. Right?
Let's decide that they're.
They're good.
No, hang on.
They're good for.
Hang on. Your opinion is not involved in this, right?
Okay.
I'm banning computers. You can do what you want when you go home to New York.
Don't I get any kind of digital veto point?
You're not involved in the whole banning computers campaign, right?
Oh,
you want to come on board, you got to apply like everyone else. So
it's a digital war.
You're here as a guest. You don't have an actual role in my new regime. Who do you have with us? Would you introduce us to the musicians who are sitting very, very politely in the background here?
Mm. Yeah, I'm here with, you know, the Cardinals, the two of the Cardinals, Neil Casal and Brad Pemberton. What's up?
Hello.
Yeah.
That was great. That was very enthusiastic.
I see why the Cardinals don't chat as much as you, because they're saving their energy for the music. Now, it's a very scaled-down drum kit you have with you today.
Very scaled-down. I'm holding it with my knees.
But are you not playing an instrument today, Ryan? You're just going to be...
No, I messed up my hand. I can play a little bit, but every time I play, I can feel my tendon getting stressed out because I busted it skateboarding.
But last time you came on, you'd hurt your hand.
It
that was different
last time, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was... I think that was probably maybe more intense accident.
But this a little was bit, just a, do you mind me saying this? A little bit careless of you. If you're
no,
a musician and you make music with your hands, you'd think you'd be a little bit more, you know, let's take it easy around yourself.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, I mean, something like 6 or 7 years, 9 records, I think I probably had more success not falling or hurting my stuff and doing things than, you know, I mean, there's got to be a certain element of accidents or something if you're working that hard and that long. But
yeah, and you have to have the freedom to live a life.
I guess so. Although, you know, thinking about it now, maybe I did need to go for, you know, a 2-foot air on a 12-foot huge skate park bowl. That might have been too much.
That might have been a little silly.
Well, I was all pumped up. I was all like, okay, I saw, you know, I'd sort of done it for a minute, and I saw this other guy skating, and he was just tearing it up, you know what I mean? He was hitting this 14-foot wall at vert and doing backside grinds, and I guess I got overexcited, and I started thinking,
Ryan, I can tell from the way you talk about it, you're going to do this again, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you see, don't. You can't. You're, I don't even want to, how old are you, Ryan?
32.
You're too old for the skateboarding vert wall.
I know, which that makes it more interesting.
No, you can't. You've got to get the stage in your life where you realize you've got to put... There comes a time in a man's life when the skateboard has to be put in the cupboard.
I agree. And, you know, I definitely thought about that when I fell. I thought to myself, well, you know, I mean, this is getting ridiculous. But then I thought about people skiing and stuff, and they just... Sometimes they go straight through a tree, you know what I mean? Like, and they're...
Yeah, but they don't get up and record an album afterwards. I mean, they're in hospital for 7 months.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, it sounds like it sometimes that they do.
Oh, I'd love to go skiing.
Would you?
Wouldn't it be nice to go skiing? Have I been skiing only once in my life? You been skiing?
No way.
What do you mean, no way? You just throw yourself around on a skateboard. You don't. If at least you're landing on snow.
Well, people say that, but everybody comes back from skiing, they either say two things. They don't mention it, or they come back and they go, God, this cast really itches. I've never heard anybody say anything else.
All right. Do we need to put a track on so you guys can... We're going to put some music on so you guys can warm up. Ryan will be performing live with the Cardinals after this. There you go, Skritti Politti there.
Yeah.
I love Skritti Politti.
The boom, boom, bam.
I was excited when we had Green on the show, of course.
Mm.
Okay, we have Ryan Adams with us, with the Cardinals. They're going to perform live. This is a track from... Is this going to be from the new album, fellas?
Yeah.
New album called Easy Tiger. It's out here in the UK on the 25th of June. I'm assuming it isn't out in America. I guess these days you have to bring it out at the same time all over the world, the record company, because with the internet and stuff, people get it wherever they are, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, it's not a very interesting question.
No, it is.
No, it wasn't. Well, yeah. Don't even bother humouring me. It's fine. It's near the end of the show. I'm running out of steam. You're trying to get excited about it now, but I banned them for that reason.
Right, yeah, exactly.
We should have found that link earlier. Okay, what is the name of the song you're going to perform for us, gentlemen?
It's called Two.
Okay. Would you need any assistance from us at any stage, or just to sit back and listen?
Well, this backing vocal was by Sheryl Crow originally. Do you want us to do that bit?
I really think you're overreaching there.
We
frankly.
Could do it like a high pitched sort of.
You're alone there. I'm not stepping into Sheryl's shoes, especially after she's banned toilet paper. Did you read about that? She said we should only use the two sheets. What are your thoughts on that, fellas?
One sheet.
I think one
what,
sheet.
Yeah. I think what she meant was, and maybe I'm wrong, but you know how in gosh, I don't know where it is, but maybe I saw it in Germany, maybe I saw it in Amsterdam, but they have like toilet paper that comes out in cubes as opposed to just in the, it's not just one long scroll. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
A cube of toilet paper.
No, but like
what kind of clubs you been to in Amsterdam?
No, I don't go out. No, but you know like the way like you get what are they called? Like
first I should have mentioned Sheryl
like,
Crow.
Like you peel pieces off a cube.
What are you talking about?
What do I mean like a cube?
Three-dimensional cube of toilet paper.
Like pulped paper, massive paper, and you have to separate it again. Like a bit of bark.
Well, like paper towels or something like that. But you know where there's where. Oh, I don't know.
What are you talking about? Anyway, are we with Sheryl or against Sheryl on the whole toilet paper scandal?
I just think what people do in there should just be their own business.
Yeah, Sheryl, butt out of my toilet. Keep your nose out of my toilet. No, that only works for Americans. That gag. It wasn't. I don't want to. Sheryl's welcome in most parts of my house, but not in the smallest room.
No.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. Gentlemen, you're going to perform with some Christmas. A cube of toilet papers.
What?
Huh?
Great.
What? Well, it's your fault.
I know, it really is. You set me up really good. Here.
I set no one up, Mr. Adams.
On.
I just asked you about Sheryl and the toilet paper. Oh, wait. Okay. Let's all calm down. Let's get right in the right frame of mind for some music now. Deep breaths. Okay, this is Ryan Adams with the Cardinals. This is a track called Two.